I'm Mauricio, and my character is Thomas, and he's like some guy just trying to say to boyfriend to his friend that he's gay, because they don't talk with each other for a long time, and they just go to travel with a friend and to tell something and to free yourself with that. And I think he's very reclude, introspective, he's very internal, you know. So he just put outside with drawings, and he's like quiet and calm, and he have control of his life, and I think that's it. That this is Thomas.
Hi, I'm Matheus. Martin's a guy. I think he's a little bit scared guy. He wanna do things and don't have the courage. He's like more father of his father than him, and he have a lot of Mauricio. Tem muitas obrigações, assim. We have a lot of obligations, but he don't like these obligations. He wants to stop, okay? But he's a very very cool guy with his friends. He always smile for him, always. And it's he's really, really a big friend of his friends.
When did you get in touch with the story of the movie the first time?
For me, it was when the directors just talked with me on Facebook to invited me to do that movie, and they just send me the script at the first time, like, that's it. And when I read it, I saw myself in Thomas so many times, and it was like, oh my god, I have to do that. And that was my this movie was my first acting, so I have never did that before, so I'm in love with that, and oh my god, this is my life. So this experience, it's very, very, very important to me in that movie, that moment in my life.
So they choose you as the main actor because I said that could be you.
Yeah. They saw my profile on Facebook, and they saw Thomas, kind of Thomas. Okay, I don't know you, but I will trust in you. And okay, that's very nice.
And guys, come for me, because I did a short film of his friends, and they like it. And oh, Mateus, you wanna play this movie? Maurício, me ajuda um pouquinho, que eu tinha. I saw a really bad short movie in the OG, the day before they invited me. I'm a little bit sad. Oh my god, I did this short, this horrible short movie, and in the other day they come with the script, and I love the script. I said I saw myself too in some points, that point with the family, the confrontation, and the courage to speak to it. It's very difficult to confrontation the peoples, and for me it's a little bit too, I'm a little bit shy, and yeah, I like it a lot, the script tube, and I like the language, the film, I really love cinema. I watch a lot of movies, and oh my god, it's a nice movie, and it's for me. Yeah, it's it.
So how was it to work with the two directors? Were they perfectly directing together at the same time, or did they have two opinions on things as well?
No, they discuss in the time of the scene. That's it. You guys have to do that. But we discuss all of us in a group too. We practice. I don't know too many how to say.
When we were preparing ourselves to do this scene, they invited us to give our opinion about that, and so it was a collections of opinions of our four
thoughts.
Yes. So it was a very collective movie, you know, with different opinions, and just making one who make everything fine.
and this film, I don't know how to say. It's of his memories. The memories, the director memories, and we saw a little bit the Martin Thomas, yeah. and it's help a lot to do it. We practiced seven months to this film. We really saw. I don't know who is Martin, who is Thomas, and the directors, yeah. But we get it to the characters.
And the two directors, I don't know how is to make a film with one director, because I have never did before. But with two directors, it was very, very nice, because they are almost the same person, actually. So they think very similar, and they are always together, and that's really cool.
Yeah, I don't know if they fight discussing the scenes, but never comes to us, yeah. This when quando vinha uma coisa tipo vinha já pronto assim.
Yeah, when it comes. It was already red. It's already okay.
Have to do that.
They know what they wanted.
Yeah.
So some of the scenes are very, very intimate. They're very physical. Was it hard to shoot them? Was there a large team around you? Light, camera, sound, 10 people, and you two?
Actually, not. No. We were like me, Mateus, Marcio, Philippe, and the cameraman João, just that, without lights, without microphones, without everything.
We have a microphone the guy of the sound, Thomas, let there, but his goes out the room.
It helped us to be more comfortable to do the scene, and actually we were recording the movie like first day, second scene, yeah. So when we came at that, when that scene just okay, that scene okay, now we're gonna do the sex scene, we was like, okay, that's just one more scene, and that's nothing. We have already know the characters.
A bit nervous. My the keys. It's my first gig keys too, so it's a little I'm a little bit nervous, but the team is very respectful, and even when we have 10 people in the room, in the living room, it's okay. They very respectful with us and give us time to concentrate, and it's good. We really really forgot the camera and the team. We lived in that house. I slept in Martin's bed. All the time during the film. Yeah, then we forgot the cameras. Okay, now it's time to work.
Okay, so turn off the camera and that's okay.
The fourth wall.
So, and you didn't have to do many takes of that? It's just one or two takes? Or because...
Okay, start.
And the cameraman was like recording, you know. It's not like a script. It's like a moment. So they sometimes said, okay, so Mauricio just turn off or turn on right, but nothing more than that.
They thought we know how to do, and they know we have so these intimate thing, because the
you're not afraid of each other.
Yeah, exactly. And okay, it's more naturally if we don't okay, now you touch here, and let's see. Not too much easy. It's a sex scene. I saw these in a big screen.
How was that?
That's very very unreal. I mean, that's like, oh my god, I'm here and I'm there at the same time, and I don't know how many people are watching me now, and oh god, I'm just me. It's just me. But that's really cool. Like, see some details in my face that I didn't know that. And that's beautiful.
You liked it?
Oh, a lot. I already saw myself in the shorts in the screens, but like these two per three. When it started, forum.
Yeah.
I'm oh my god, these my god, so big. And that people, a lot of people, I'm a little bit shy when I have to go downstairs to talk with people. They're in the front. Oh my god, I'm gonna fall here. The people watching me, looking for me. It's very cool, and it's helped me a lot to break up this shy thing. And
the last scene in the water, was it very cold, the sea?
A lot.
You've been in there as well?
What?
You've been in the sea as well?
Yeah, I was there.
But with clothes. Yeah, in the south of Brazil, it's very cold in winter.
Very
hot in summer, very cold in winter. And we did that 6 a.m., and the floor, it's like freezing, and I'm in doubt, and it's like a long oh my god, we're gonna, it's longer gonna be longer and longer and longer to start, and they pass me, I have to be like a oniric thing. You don't feel the cold. go in a line and low for the cold, and go. When I put my head in the water, it's like like it's gonna be
okay.
Yeah, oh, it's very difficult to physically difficult. Yeah, very cold.
So when you described your character a little bit, so what did you like most in shooting the movie?
You mean in the character?
No, in the shooting.
Shooting.
And doing the movie.
Ah, okay.
Doing the filming, yeah.
My favorite, the part.
Favorite moments, yeah.
I don't get it.
Teus momentos preferidos gravando filme, tuas cenas.
I think the scene that I really really loved to record it was when we were at the field.
And sitting
and talking, because it was very very cool and very calm to do that. There's nobody, and that's like a nature, and we were very very comfortable with the scene. And the scene was very important to movie, because that's the scene when some things happen. And I think that scene was the most coolest to record it, and all the moments in the house, because we were with friends, you know, we were recording that movie and working, but still with friends. So all the team just get it a friendship, you know, and that's really nice, really nice.
Yeah, that scene have I don't know eight minutes without a cut, and we leave it the.
So it's your favorite scene as well.
I don't know. I like a lot of scenes. Yeah, I like the whole process. I don't have a, how to say the scene I prefer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a completely other part of the story is how is the situation for lesbian and gay people in Brazil? So in the movie, it's very open. His friend says it's okay. No problem with that. It's good.
Yeah.
But how is the situation in reality?
And it's not like this. Yeah. I thought now with the social, the internet and Facebook too, people found more easy their crew and people who will understand your problems, but no, it's not so easy to
kind of. I mean, I'm gay and that's okay, you know. My family is okay, my friend is okay, but I cannot deny the haters, you know.
Yeah.
Because but I'm happy. My life is okay.
But in Brazil, they have a lot of people with preconceitos. I don't know how to say preconceito.
1 minute.
Okay. I don't know how to say. People don't like it. And all these gays, and we have yet in Brazil.
Yeah.
So last question is: are there any other movies for you in the future?
I want to do more films. No, there is not. But I'm waiting. I'm free. I really want to do more of that, and I love it. I really like it. Cinema and acting, and all this world. It's amazing.
Yeah, I have some projects with some friends, but we need the money to do. This waiting. We have projects. I don't know how when it's going start, but I have some. My girlfriend is he's doing cinema in school too. Yeah, we have. I wrote the script with her. I really love cinema too, and but we have have some friends. Oh, Mateus, I want you in a film, but we okay now we have to take the money. Yeah.
Okay, thanks for the interview, and good luck with the movie, because you are in the Teddy Award, maybe.
Yeah.